What's up, podcast fam? Episode 21 of the Dad and Griffin Pod. I'm Dad.
I'm Griffin. What's up, peeps?
What's going on? It's hump day.
Happy hump day.
Happy hump day. What do you think?
Yeah. It's pretty good. Hump day, my favorite day.
Hump day is your favorite day?
Well, I think I kind of lied about that. Friday's my favorite day.
Friday's your favorite day?
Yeah.
You just feel like in the moment you got pressured into saying that hump day was your favorite day?
Yeah. I was just in the mood to say hump day.
And then just tell lies about hump day? So, by the way, today, Jackie Robinson Day.
Yeah, today's Jackie Robinson Day.
Today, if there was baseball, which there clearly isn't, all the teams, in honor of Jackie Robinson, every player on every team would have worn the number 42 today. And they all would have done something in his honor today.
Well, I thought his number was retired.
Yep, it is retired, but that means, like, if your number's retired, that means you cannot have that number to wear every day. Right, that can't be your everyday number, right?
Like your original 42, gangster.
Yeah, your original gangster number, that cannot be your number. 42 is off the grid. But on Jackie Robinson Day, everybody wears 42 to celebrate who he was and what he did. And
how he persevered and how his tough teammates were.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Awesome day today. I mean, that is a good day. How's the Michael Jordan stuff going?
Good. I read a story about him today.
A story about Michael Jordan?
On Seesaw.
I have a feeling there are lots of stories about Michael Jordan. Which one did you read?
It's like every page it told us like something of like three or four things about Michael Jordan.
Oh, that's cool. So how many pages were there?
Like seven.
So if every page had three or four things, you have like 28 things about Michael Jordan?
Like, pretty much, I think.
So, can you tell us a fun fact about Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan won 6 NBA championships.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. 2 three-peats.
And he was in a minor baseball league he came out of basketball to play baseball, minor league baseball for 1 year, and then the Bulls welcomed him back.
Yep.
To the team.
That's great. All right. So a little validation there, right? Mom and Dad were off in the corner.
I didn't know that.
Working on their work today, and you were really
the face of a computer.
Yeah, we were seeing the face of a computer, and you were actually doing what you were supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Hey!
Nice work.
Hey.
Either way, it's not really work. Like, if you have to... If your job is to research Michael Jordan, I don't care. You could come up with the greatest argument on the planet. That's not work.
What?
That's fun. That is like the most fun project I could think of. Hey, Griffin, go to school today. Your job is to research Michael Jordan. Okay, that sounds awful. Like, what? No, that sounds amazing.
But you just described it awful.
No, but that's literally all I would be doing. If someone was like, your job is to research Michael Jordan.
Oh, but you wouldn't research Tiger Woods?
Yeah, I'd research Tiger Woods if that was the guy that we were researching that week.
I feel like Miss Bachman is gonna do a lot of sports people just for like the people that like sports and the people that don't really do sports so they can catch up on sports and know more about people that are famous in with sports.
Okay, that's cool. Yep, I agree. Miss Bachman shouted us out on Twitter last night. She was really happy that we introduced the John Krasinski Some Good News to her and her roommates. That was... So she shouted us out on Twitter that they found it and they watch it every day now. We're bringing some good to the peeps, bro.
Okay.
We're pointing out things that are interesting and fun, right?
That we never have seen.
That we've never seen before, right? And speaking of that, let's go right into it. Best thing. What is the best thing you saw today?
My Lego set, Star Wars, and I built it with 208 pieces with Anakin Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he tries to tell Anakin that he's not bad and when they're fighting. But Anakin, that's when Anakin turned into Darth Vader.
Oh, so you built the scene out of Lego.
Yeah.
That was basically when Anakin turned into Darth Vader.
And tried And Obi-Wan tried to tell him that he's not bad, but it didn't work.
Didn't work. I feel like we've got a really good Star Wars marathon in us coming up. From one all the way through to where they are right now. What do you think? Would you do that?
I would do that.
Lights off in the basement, full nuclear meltdown, people delivering food to us.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho.
And we just
my dream day.
And we just go all the way through and power through it. That's a good day.
I mean, that's a good day.
That sounds like quarantine special.
That's kind of what I think that...
Can I tell you what the best thing I saw was?
Oh, go right ahead. I tried to convince Dad that this was my favorite thing, but he didn't like
it. But I got it first.
Yeah.
Right? So ESPN is... There's no sports right now, right? So they have to really get creative with their programming. They were getting creative on this from way back in the day. It's a 10-part series that was originally supposed to come out in June. It's called The Last Dance. And it's a 10-part series, like I said, on Michael Jordan and the 1990s Chicago Bulls.
I know why they called it The Last Dance.
It was supposed to come out in June, and because of this sickness... It's now coming out on Sunday, April 19th. Why do you think they called it The Last Dance?
Because some people call a basketball court a dance. It's a dance.
Dance floor?
A dance floor.
Interesting.
And when you play basketball, it kind of looks like you're dancing.
Yeah, that's maybe right. We'll have to see. I don't know why they call it The Last Dance, but we'll have to watch and... Look, there's trailers all over YouTube, and
ESPN
had one today that just gives you the chills. It has, like, original MJ Gangster and Kobe footage. And
that was probably my best
Steve Kerr and Dennis Rodman and Phil Jackson and the first three-peat and the second three-peat. It gives
Shaquille O'Neal gives
me chills. We've been waiting for it forever, and... ESPN fast-tracked it to release it because everybody's stuck at home, and I thought that was a good move on their part. So that was the best thing I saw today, that Sunday is the first episode out of 10. How about that?
Yeah.
The Corona fast-track. See, Corona brought something good to us.
Yeah.
How about that?
This is fun.
People that are looking for an update on the Owls, we don't really have one. Hal Jr. spent the whole day kind of walking the plank, the branch that their nest is on.
Am I going to walk the plank or am I not?
She just kind of walked up and down,
should I not do it?
One interesting piece was Hal and Buddy sort of took up a protection post in a third pine tree that they had never been in before. So I don't know.
Field goal post?
I don't know what that was about. No, just to the right of the field goal tree. I don't really know why they were over there. Maybe they're just sort of socially distancing the way that owls do it. I don't know.
I don't know why owls they just stay away from each other and they just don't be by each other.
Well, remember, they are apex predators, shout out Gary, that was my term that Gary gave me, of the night, right?
Yeah.
They don't do anything during the day. They sleep during the day and then they just go out and grind at night, right?
Yeah, owls are the reason that I learned that nocturnal was a real thing.
Mm-hmm. Actually, owls are the reason I learned why spare rabbit parts are sitting around our lawn. Literally, like, if you go in our front yard, you'll see, like, a rabbit leg.
In our plants.
And you go in the backyard, there's, like, fur everywhere.
we could be Vikings back there. There's so much animal skin.
It's unbelievable. It is amazing. So, you got that. And then... one update just generally on the pod. I was flipping through Anchor last night and checking out how our numbers are, for some reason, I still can't figure it out, going to the moon. We, by the way, have gone past 750 views as of this show.
Boom!
I know, we're absolutely on a rampage right now.
Like, we
but
gained,
I was,
like, 16 people by, the, like, 23 minutes before the pod.
Yeah. So I'm flipping through, and I'm so accustomed to seeing the same analytics every time, the same data points.
Man, you bring a new word every time.
And
Analytics.
Like, what does that mean?
Stanford.
What does that mean? Analytics.
Analytics?
Means, like, the numbers and statistics about
something. The numbers
about
and
something.
Statistics.
Yeah, statistics.
There's
about
another
something,
one.
Right? So we have... We have obviously listeners in the United States. We have obviously listeners in Spain. This is all well documented. But I was flipping through last night, and we now have a listener in Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, this thing is totally international. We now have more international countries listening to us than domestic.
I think when we get to 5 countries, we're going to throw a big celebration.
What do you think is going to happen first? Are you going to get to 5 countries, or are you going to get to 1,000 listens?
1,000 listens.
Yeah, I probably agree. But we'll have to track down this this Irish listener. Maybe it's Rory McIlroy.
Ooh, that would be sweet. Good.
That'd be cool, huh?
We could have Callaway for Rory as a sponsor.
Oh, yeah. You have to talk to Mr. Nate about the Callaway sponsorship. We shouted him out yesterday on the pod, gave him some Michigan love. Nothing. Crickets today. Crickets.
Crickets chirping.
Chirping, yep. All right, let's get right into voice messages. I feel like we have a truly...
Crouton.
We truly have a unique experience for the listeners today on the voice message front. You have a little bit of consistency, which is Cousin Elizabeth. This is her first voice message.
She's pumped!
As the president of the Dad and Griffin Pod fan club. So high pressure there. She delivered as usual because it is Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yeah.
As she named. And then we have two guests. One who is becoming more consistent. I told you last night when we did our facts about 20, we dropped a Canadian hockey fact that I knew would
Barry
smoke
from hockey night.
Yeah, would smoke Barry from hockey night out of his cave, and sure enough
it did.
Out of his igloo, and sure enough, it did. So
his igloo. His igloo.
So Barry's back. We'll have that clip for you here. And then I don't know if people
the
are...
The crouton guy came in. It took over the show.
I don't know if...
the crouton, the crouton guy.
There's any link between the Russians hacking Spotify and our third voice message guest. He calls himself Vladimir Crouton. We're going to have to do a little bit more research with the I-team here, but this was an interesting message. He got a little rowdy about us shouting out...
Hacking the Spotify on.
Shouting out the Russians in a bad light. So here we go. Let's get after it. Voice messages.
He thinks the Russians are innocent.
He thinks the Russians are innocent because he is Russian, but as you'll hear...
He's French.
He tried to pretend that he was French. Yeah, so super weird. let's get into voice messages. Here's Elizabeth. Would You Rather Wednesday.
Uncle Crazy, it's me, the president of the fan club! And it's Would You Rather Wednesday! Would you rather be invisible or would you rather fly? Here's the second one. Would you rather drink a cup of rotten milk or would you rather eat beans for a week? Bye! Bleach!
Oh, okay, so that was a lot of energy. It was kind of screechy today, right? Sounds like the owls in the backyard, right? Well, we heard it. We don't need more of it. Man, but think about it. If you woke up this morning as the president of a fan club, you would need, like, double doors to open around just to get your head inside of all the rooms that you're walking into, right?
Burn.
I hope they have that over there in the Hap household in Highland Park. But Would You Rather Wednesday? All right, would you rather be invisible or would you rather be able to fly?
Be invisible. Easy question.
Why? Why is that easy? I think a lot of people would answer fly.
Because I get to go to Dave & Buster's for free.
Okay, done. That is the end of that argument. Drop the mic. It's over. All right, would you rather drink a cup of rotten milk? Or eat beans for a week?
Cup of rotten milk.
Okay, this is where you and I are going to disagree. Do you understand what rotten milk will make you sick? Like, you could actually get...
coronavirus?
No, you can't get the coronavirus. You could legitimately get sick, though, from rotten milk.
I know, but I'm not...
I think this speaks more to your hatred for beans than it does your complete lack of knowledge about rotten milk.
Beans are disgusting.
Beans. The more you eat.
Oh, gosh. I like that song, but I don't like beans.
Beans, beans. The more you eat, the more you...
No, beans, beans, the magical fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel. What's up, beans, for every meal? Amen. I said my prayer.
That's not being said around our dinner table. All right. All right. Here we go. The long-awaited. We're going right in right now.
From Barry from Hockey Night in Canada.
Let's get after it right now. Barry, what do you got?
Oh, hey, Barry, Hockey Night in Canada here again. You know, all this chatter about research projects has me thinking while I drop this line in here, ice fishing hole. I once did a project on one of the greatest hockey players these eyes have ever seen. Saskatchewan's finest, Fred Saskamoose, otherwise known around here as Chief Running Deer. Hey, Griffin, he even played for the Blackhawks. Oh, looks like I got dinner on the line. I'll talk to you guys later.
Dinner on the line. You're kidding me.
I mean...
Dinner, really. When you go ice fishing, you catch one that's about the size of your nose.
No way. I mean, tiny. If we haven't turned a corner here on this podcast with that message, we will certainly turn a corner after the next message. But Barry from Hockey Night, we're going to have to fact check everything he just said. I have no clue who Chief Running Deer is or who played for the Blackhawks from Saskatchewan. Did you imagine having to ice fish for your dinner every night?
It would be fun. Entertainment for dinner.
It would be, I guess, entertainment if you love sitting around watching nothing happen, right?
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right, Barry from Hockey Night.
I hope you catch a big one.
We love you. Hope that dinner was amazing. You'll have to call us back in a couple days or tomorrow and let us know what you caught and what you made with it, right? All right.
Maybe some crab tacos.
Here we go. From one cold tundra to another.
Oh, gosh.
Canada to Russia. Enjoy.
Hello. I am French journalist calling from Moscow. I mean Paris. My name is Vladimir Crouton. I feel you point finger to Russia agents hacking you Spotify. But maybe it was Peruvian people. Or maybe Barry from Canada. He is provocateur. They are tricky people too, not only we Frenchy people. In other broadcasts, you make apology, but no to Russia Federation. Goodbye.
Okay, first run in with Vladimir Crouton.
Can't even say his last name.
Vladimir Crouton. We might have a Barry... Hockey Night in Canada versus Vladimir Crouton.
A battle.
It sounds
fight,
like...
Fight.
I mean, the two of them, it sounds like...
battle with goofy voice.
It sounds like... I don't know if we want to make Vladimir Crouton angry.
He's going to get after it.
I still maintain, I have proof to show that my Spotify was logged in from Russia about a week and a half ago. I maintain the Russians are hacking into Spotify. Whether or not Vladimir Crouton, a French journalist, had anything to do with it, I don't know. But he's not happy. He's not happy with us at all.
He's not happy.
It's an amazing call. We appreciate...
Maybe he was born in Russia.
Maybe. The kicker is that Vladimir Crouton could actually start speaking both French and Russian on our podcast. And in the future, he might.
Well, I'll accept it.
We'll accept it. We'll look forward to it. All right. Three great calls. Are we ready for...
Joke of the day?
We ready for State Farm Joke of the Day?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's do it to it. This one...
is a potty humor joke.
Yeah, we're going back to potty humor. Flush the toilet. Here we go.
Flush the toilet.
Here you go. Go.
What is a tear...
No. Read it.
Okay. Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom? Is this something I would have had to be alive for like 2,000 years ago to know?
No.
Okay, why can't you hear a pterodactyl go to the bathroom?
Because the pee is silent.
The pee is silent. Psst. Would you like to explain the joke for the people who are like, oh man, is it bad that I don't understand that joke?
Yeah, because pterodactyl is starts with a P.
How do you spell pterodactyl?
P-T-E-R-O-D-A-C-T-Y-L. T-Y-L.
Pterodactyl. It has a silent P because the P is silent. Okay, if you have to explain a joke that much, we might have to re-rack on joke of the day. But that was your State Farm joke of the day. Boom, boom. All right, shout outs. Go for it. Who are you shouting out today?
I'm going to shout out Grandma Chris. She helped me with my math problems today. And
oh, really?
I was kind of stumped on that.
This is interesting because we didn't get a ton of interaction time today. So what I found out during the podcast is that you actually have done some work today.
Yay!
This is bad that we check in at 7:45 every night. Mm-hmm. However, it's life. We're quarantined. This is how we do it. So what did you do?
Making my own fun out of it.
What did you do? You FaceTimed Grandma?
Yeah, and she helped me. I told her my problems, and she helped me.
Oh, really? Okay, so what? But why wouldn't you just have FaceTimed anybody? Why did you FaceTime Grandma Chris?
Because she's a math teacher.
Oh, that makes sense. Did you crush it?
Yeah.
Did she help you crush it?
Yeah. That's why I called her.
That's a resourceful move from a young ninja like yourself. Good move. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. I'm shouting out tonight. Good family from back home. It's taken me 21 episodes to shout them out. The Joseph family back home in Chicago. Shout out to Chris. I know Chris and Aaron are listening to our podcast every day during lunch. Shout out to the Josephs. All right, Twitter, come get us. Dad and Griffin on Twitter, @DadandGriffin. And come find us on Gmail, dadandgriffinpod@gmail.com. Last night I told you we hit 750 listens. That means we're hitting 800 by tomorrow's show. We are on an absolute tear right now. We're going to bring guests in.
Tear, you get it? Pterodactyl.
There's no silent P in tear. But I get it. Good move. Good work. Come find us on Apple Podcasts. Don't do Anchor.
Keep your head up.
No, Spotify's hacked by the Russians.
Spotify is hacked by the Russians. Vladimir Kruton, you can go fly a kite.
That's right. And sign
don't
us
get
off.
Stuck in a traffic. Keep your head up and your stick on the ice. Goodbye, Vladimir Kruton.